Well, my name is Evelyn Reynolds, and my identity, I would say that I'm African, but I also would accept Black and maybe Black American, but I would prefer African or Black. And while that identity is very significant in how it shapes my life personally and the way that I engage in the world, when it comes to the ceasefire, though, I think the most important thing for me is my humanity and just recognizing the fact that I'm a human being with feelings and emotions and cognitive thought and things like that. And that is what makes me sympathetic to, you know, these horrible images and graphic scenes, you know, that's splashed across our social media in particular, because the mass media isn't showing so much of that. Those are the things that really pull at my heartstrings first, is my humanity. And then absolutely my identity as a Black person or an African, a person of African descent living in this country has certainly shaped my outlook on Palestine and also my outlook on conflicts all over the world, because it resonates, right? I think, you know, and it shouldn't just resonate for me, because this isn't just because this reflects some aspects of Black history in the United States or African history, but this is U.S. history as well. The fact that we are living in a country that was colonized, there were people here before, you know, Europeans arrived, and they claimed the land and, you know, killed off the people and took the land and, you know, divided it all up and renamed it. This is the United States, right? This is U.S. history. And so all of us, you know, need to really understand that part of it and understand what that means. Because that is one of the most significant connections to, you know, what's happening in Palestine and really what's fueling conflicts all over the world. You know, it's countries like the United States, like Israel, like Britain, France, you know, that are all over, you know, South America and Africa and the Middle East, you know, extracting resources, mineral resources, in most cases, like in Africa and in other places, it's land. And that's the resource that they're, you know, that they're taking. And so that's what we've seen. And so I've studied, you know, and I've read about this to better inform myself about the Palestinian struggle. And I do see it now as a decolonial resistance struggle. And I think that, that's the natural conclusion, and that's an honest conclusion when you study history and look back over the last 75 plus years and also realize and admit to the fact that Israel is a social construct, that there was no Israel before 1948, and that there were people living in that particular part of the world, and those people had to be displaced in order for the state of Israel to be constructed.